I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A guy named Andre walked into a gas station near Cincinnati. This happened on Monday. And pretended he wanted to buy one can of Milwaukee's Best. That's got to be a good deal. I don't think Milwaukee's Best beer is that expensive. But that's what he was trying to purchase. But he was actually there to rob the place. Guy pulls out a box cutter and said, "We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way."
Ooh.
Remember, my parents told me that, but they never had a box cutter in their hand.
Yeah, it might have made a difference.
I might have done it the easy way in that case. Well, anyways, Andre tried to hop over the counter. Well, when that happened, the clerk ran out from behind the register and started throwing punches and knocked him out cold.
Get it. Yes.
Good for the clerk there. These robbers get away with everything. You should be able to hit them with a bat and knock them out. So, well, okay, cops got there. The guy was still knocked out cold. He was lying on the ground. Then when he showed up to court on Tuesday, he was in crutches and his eye was completely swollen shut with like a black eye because this clerk rocked him. He's facing charges for robbery and assault. It turns out that he has five other robbery convictions, including one for holding up the same gas station back in 2005.
He's going to jail for sure.
Yeah, don't let that guy out, man. Come on, there's a pattern there. All right, let's head across the water this morning. Let's head on over to Japan. Police in Japan have spent the past 8 years trying to track down a guy who dresses like a ninja and robs people.
Ooh.
He's pretty good, too. He's stolen $260,000 during more than 250 different break-ins.
Whoa, that's like crazy.
That's a lot of money. Like, why don't you just stop? Like,
and the fact that he's breaking into places over 200 times and never been caught.
Yeah, like this guy is amazing. They've never been able to catch him. One of the reasons why he's really good at being a burglar, and also because he was so agile that he was able to get away using his ninja skills.
Wow.
Like running across the top of walls, like that parkour stuff. Like this guy did this. When they finally got a solid look at his face, it was in July when he accidentally pulled down his mask in front of a security camera.
Ooh.
They always slip up. Always that one thing that does you in. And they managed to catch this guy last week. Here's the part that's really mysterious and crazy.
He doesn't have a face.
True. No, he does have a face, but this ninja is 74 years old.
Get out of town.
He's somebody's grandpa or great-grandpa.
And he's jumping off walls?
Yeah, and running up them.
Whoa.
The police say they were shocked that someone that age was pulling off this entire crime spree because of his amazing physical abilities. When the cops caught him, he said, quote, this is kind of like a Scooby-Doo quote here, "If I were younger, I wouldn't have been caught." He also said that it's a sign that it's time for him to retire. Yeah, like I imagine they put you in jail for
the rest of your life, dude.
How much do you need?
That is nuts. That might be one of my favorite stories I've heard in a while.
And your final dummy of the day story: move over, hot felon. A 20-year-old female gang member, I believe her name is Morella, was arrested on Monday in California. She had a stolen gun in her car. She was also arrested on two felony weapon charges. The Fresno Police Department put her mugshot up on Facebook, and it quickly got thousands and thousands of likes and comments, including a bunch of dudes who fell in love with Morella at first sight. Some of the quotes these guys said, "The only crime she committed was stealing my heart." Aww. And another guy said, "Arm beautiful and super dangerous. I love them crazy."
Yep.
These are the creepy guys that you always find on a message board.
She's about to get a modeling gig.
You're so hot. And quote, "I will just go bail her out. Free this hot gangsta chick. She's got tattoos all over her neck and chest, and she's wearing a leather jacket."
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
I'm going to put this photo up on the Dummy of the Day blog, radio90.com, so you can go see. I mean, I think she's the new hot felon, right?
Yeah,
like the old
she's
guy.
She's gorgeous.
The old guy is still modeling, but I think she'll even be more successful. But I don't know if she's going to get out of jail soon with a couple of gun charges.